Now, the FBI made more headlines than it probably wanted to in this election. Director James Comey was criticized for his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. The agency has also been investigating possible Russian meddling in the campaign. Jack Bennett is special agent in charge of the FBI's San Francisco office. He works on cybersecurity. He often deals with privacy debates with tech companies. I asked him if that alleged Russian interference was just the beginning.
You know, I can't speak for the you know what Russia is or is not doing, but obviously that is the new battlefront that is going to be 2016 and beyond. I think the days of conventional warfare, lobbing bullets at each other, is probably far in the rearview mirror. I think going forward, cyber warfare will be what this nation and other nations will have to deal with.
When it comes to cyber warfare, if you're suggesting that really is the new kind of warfare in 2016, what scares you the most?
When you look at how dependent everything is on computers and technology these days, there is vulnerabilities in every code, there are vulnerabilities in every appliance, every piece of equipment, and it's just a matter of somebody having the patience and the technology to bang on it long enough before they find a crack. And once they find a crack, they can exploit that and put their feet in the door. And once they're in, that's a whole different game.
Could lives be at stake at some point? I mean, if say, hospitals go down, if police emergency services are taken offline?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that lives would be at stake on this. If you take down a power grid where people are depending on ventilators, or if you take down a 911 dispatch system, yeah, absolutely. And that's going to be pretty devastating.
I do want to ask you, because you were in Virginia before taking this job and deeply involved with the FBI trying to break into that encrypted iPhone from one of the attackers in San Bernardino, California. I mean, this became a huge battle over privacy and security. And Donald Trump, the president-elect, he really sided with the FBI. I mean, he said he'd come down so hard on Apple's CEO that his head would spin all the way back to Silicon Valley. Does that bode well for your agency, having someone who sounds like a real ally in the White House?
You know, obviously the FBI has been, you know, pretty much an independent agency for well over 100 years. So while we are part of the federal government, we pride ourselves on really being an independent investigative force for the American people. Our mission is to uphold the Constitution and protect the American people.
Was it difficult when your agency was yanked into the middle of a presidential campaign recently with all the headlines about the director?
You know, it comes with the territory, and we joke around with other agencies as well that it just happens to be our turn in the bucket. We have no intention of being a political organization. This was something that we had a duty to inform Congress on additional information that was made available to us, and I think the director made the right call by doing that. People are going to second guess that, you know, forever. And quite honestly, the director has been called a lot worse by a lot better people, and he is, you know, the guy comes with the territory.
Were people talking about this in the agency, like worried that it was almost going to take the agency in a place that it really never wants to go?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, understands the sensitivities of the political season we just came through. And, you know, we never want to be in a position where we have any perception that we are involved in politics. However, you know, we had a case that kind of wandered into those waters. And I think that we had an obligation as an independent agency to make sure that Congress knew what we were doing.
And you have no doubts about the way that was all handled by your director in the agency?
I think the director did a tremendous job in really navigating those waters. I think it was a damned if you do, damned if you don't position. You know, if we were to hold information that we knew and we didn't tell Congress till after an election, I think that would have been devastating for the FBI. And if we told them like we did ahead of time, I think it was devastating for the FBI. So I think it is, we'll survive this episode, and we'll continue to move on and continue to build the trust with the American people.
Agent Bennett, it has been a real pleasure talking to you, and thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so very much.
He's special agent in charge of the FBI's San Francisco office.